Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Last week there was a total solar eclipse, unfortunately not visible from these shores. What a pity. When the moon covers the sun, it is the spookiest sensation, and seeing that big black hole in the sky is disconcerting, to say the least. The interplay between Earth, Sun and Moon is more complicated than you would think. The conditions have to be just right for there to be an eclipse. The moon is just the right size with respect to the Earth and the Sun, and neatly fits over the Sun when the three objects are just the right distance from each other in just the right plane. Then you have to be in exactly the right place on Earth to experience this. I've always found eclipses a rather freaky coincidence, and it really is a coincidence if the Moon or Sun were just a little bit closer or further away, or a wee bit smaller or larger, that trick wouldn't happen. So, unfortunately, you had to be in South America to see this last week's magic. Now, I'm about to descend into alchemy-style speech, so I hope you enjoy this as much as I do, and I promise I have not borrowed this from Lord of the Rings. This particular eclipse is member 58 of the 82 eclipses in Saros cycle 127, which started way back in 991, Common Era, and ends on March the 21st, 2452. Eclipses occur in cycles called Saros series, which last for 18 and a bit years, and these can be used to predict eclipses of the Sun and Moon. One Saros after an eclipse, the Sun, Earth and Moon return to approximately the same relative geometry, and a nearly identical eclipse will occur in what is referred to as an eclipse cycle. That is, 18 and a bit years later. It's not totally foolproof though, but now we have very accurate methods of predicting the orbital characteristics of planetary bodies. So, good for some very esoteric pop quizzes, the name Saros was applied to the eclipse cycle by Edmund Halley in 1691, who took it from the Suda, a Byzantine lexicon of the 11th century. The Suda says, the Saros is a measure and a number among Chaldeans, for 120 Saroi make 2,222 years according to the Chaldeans' reckoning, if indeed the Saros makes 222 lunar months, which are 18 years and 6 months. The information in the Suda, in turn, was derived directly or otherwise from the Chronicle of Eusebius of Caesarea, which in turn quoted Berossus, whoever he was. The Greek word apparently comes from the Babylonian word saru, meaning the number 3,600. So it all seems to go back to those great Babylonian observers and mathematicians. So what else has been going on up there, down there, and out there? What an eclipse is, categorically speaking, is a form of transit, where one object gets in between us and a distant object, and this is one of the methods used to detect the presence of planets orbiting around other suns. Last week was announced the smallest exoplanet found to date using TESS, the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite. One of TESS's most recent discoveries includes a three-planet system that orbits a star located roughly 35 light-years from Earth. One of the planets, known rather unlyrically as L98-59b, is between the sizes of Earth and Mars, effectively making it the smallest exoplanet discovered by TESS. The discovery also highlights the sophistication of TESS and doubles the number of small exoplanets that are considered worthy of follow-up studies. So the exoplanet count is now over 4,000 and rising, and the other day I watched my favourite sci-fi film, Contact, based on a book by Carl Sagan, who wrote it in 1985, before the first exoplanets were detected, which happened in 1992, and younger astronomers just take it for granted that such things exist. While L98-59b represents a new record for TESS, it is not the smallest exoplanet discovered to date. That record goes to Kepler-37b, a rocky exoplanet located about 210 light-years from Earth, that is only about one-third the size of Earth and 20% larger than the Moon. So there you have it. Exoplanets galore for now. This is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.